What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining us. You're hanging out with the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And I'm your second host, Chris Crypto. What's going on, Crypto Cactuses?
What's going on, brother? How's everything going? How's work today?
Work was work, and that's about it. That's where it starts, and that's where it ends.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, same old. How was your day, man?
Everything was good. It wasn't bad. Slow motion. Just spent a lot of time in front of the computer as usual. But everything is good. Today's actually officially Halloween, and as you can see, Halloween, I got Jason mask on.
That's right.
And it's also, you know where this is from, right? This is from Ruby's costume.
Is
Yeah.
it? It's pretty,
This is like one of the few Jason masks that are legit.
All right. Looks cool, man. Looks cool. You look like a
Yeah.
creep, you crypto creep.
So
Okay.
it's
I have a
officially
question for you.
Halloween. Yeah.
I have a question for you. Move the mic down a little bit, just a little bit from down.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You got me?
I have yeah, because I heard I could hear you sound scary because I could hear the breathing on the microphone. Like what are those Halloween movies? I have a question for you. What is Jason's last name?
Voorhees.
Nice. Very nice.
Come
Very
on, bruh.
nice.
I got another one for
And
you. What's the name of the lake that,
Camp Crystal Lake, baby.
yep,
Camp
exactly.
Crystal Lake.
I
I
got
have
another
another
one. Go
question for
ahead,
you.
shoot.
I have another question for you. Based on the Friday the 13th movie, part one, what part of the movie do you actually see Jason? And does Jason ever appear in part one?
Friday the 13th,
Yep.
part one.
Part one.
When do you see Jason, you said, and does he actually ever appear?
I just gave you the answer there within the question.
I
But
didn't.
believe it or not, Jason doesn't actually appear in part one.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I kind of had a feeling you were asking that question because of something like that, but I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't remember vividly the movie,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, he doesn't.
what do you
He
mean? Like, he
doesn't.
doesn't appear at all, even without the mask? Like, remember when he's like a little kid in the
Well,
lake?
there's a part at
Right.
the end. Yeah, there's a part at the end where like something comes out of the lake and grabs, I think, the girl, the guy out the boat. But I, from
Yeah.
what I remember, I think I could be wrong. But I think from what I remember specifically watching Friday the 13th Part One, and you never see Jason in that movie with that mask or anything. You don't see like what we know Jason to be.
I got another trivia for you.
Go
On the
ahead.
20-year anniversary of the movie, the 20-year anniversary, they came out with a movie, Friday the 13th, but they didn't name it Friday the 13th. There's two parts to this question. What did they name the movie? And no, never mind. I'm thinking of the wrong fucking movie.
Are you talking about the movie where Jason goes into outer space?
Oh, nah, hell no. I would have never even watched that.
What
You
about
kidding me?
Jay? What about Jason Takes Manhattan? That must have been cool to see that
I was,
film.
you know where I went? I went to go see that in the movie theaters with Didi Noda.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she took me to go see that movie for some reason I remember. I don't know if I was, well, you weren't there?
I don't think so. No, I don't
All
think
right,
so.
maybe it was Amanda. I know we definitely went to go see it in Manhattan, that's for sure.
Well,
And she
I was
was.
probably punished and banished to a closet somewhere.
Because I remember we went to go see that movie and people were screaming in the movie theater. It was like a almost a like a one of those scary house attractions. Like there were people screaming, going crazy. It was funny.
Here's a fun fact for any movie lovers out there. There's actually a scene in Jason Takes Manhattan where he's walking through the trains. He's walking in the subway. He's passing through the, or something. He comes out of the subway car at one point, and for a split second, when he's standing at the entrance to the subway car, when he's inside the car, there's like graffiti spray painted all over inside, and then on the side right next to him, for like a split second, it says "Jason Lives." to the right of it.
Really?
In the midst of all the graffiti. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You look like one of those EDC flower girls.
I'm trying to live the Halloween spirit with the Jason mask, and also celebrate Bitcoin's 9th birthday with these glow in the dark.
That's right. Who would have thunk? Bitcoin would be at almost 60. I think it hits a high of $6,300.
$6,300.
How ridiculous is that, man?
I know. Yep.
How ridiculous is that?
Did you see them? I don't know if you saw the message, or I don't know if you get them on your phone or whatever the case may be. But did you see that message that somebody had about the? It was actually.
What's that?
Hey, guy. That's funny. You know what's funny? His name is Jason.
Oh, yeah? That is freaking
hilarious. Yes. That is hilarious. but he had a question about Jax. He wants to know, I mean, I know I got a Jax wallet, but you really have the experience with Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to know. He actually tried to make he bought Bitcoin.
Okay.
And through the wallet, it immediately appeared in the wallet within a few minutes, but then he tried to forward it to another address of another wallet that he has, and it's been several hours now, and this came in about 2 hours ago. And it's been several hours. He's checked the update on BlockCypher.
Okay.
And it's showing... Something about that he mentioned, it says about 6+ confirmations, but when he hits the question mark next to it, he's at, like, at the time, he was at 14 confirmations. He wants to know, why is it taking so long? Is that normal? If not, who can he contact?
So he sent it from, okay, so he had it in his Jax wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had him in the chat, because I'd like to know, when he sent it over to Jax, did he wait for those 6 confirmations on the Jax wallet itself?
It showed within like 5 minutes, he said. Within 5 minutes, it was immediately in his wallet.
Yeah, but that just because it shows the balance in his wallet doesn't mean it's confirmed on the blockchain.
Okay.
Okay, so he could have the Bitcoin sent to his Jax
wallet. I got his information, so I'm going to send him the answer here. So, all right, so you're saying that just because...
Just tell him when he sent it to the Jax wallet, just say just because the balance shows immediately in the Jax wallet, it doesn't mean that it was confirmed on the blockchain yet.
Okay,
so... Me personally, I don't know about his question. What I do know is what I just said, right? And what I don't know is because he sent them out. So I think, if he sent that Bitcoin from the Jax wallet to another wallet, that's what he did. That's what you're saying. He sent it from Jax to another wallet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From what I, and I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 90-something% sure that if he didn't wait for at least 3 confirmations in the initial trade or whatever, his initial deposit into his Jax wallet, I think it's if you don't wait for a minimum of 3 confirmations, I think you have to wait for a minimum of 3 confirmations in order to send it out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, okay, could have run into an issue there. I mean, every time I've sent my Bitcoin around, I've never sent it out unless it's had 6 confirmations and it's been confirmed in any wallet whatsoever. I make sure and I wait. It could be an hour, 2 hours, and I'm sitting there and I'm waiting till it's confirmed. So I don't have experience sending out Bitcoins that haven't been confirmed yet to another wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he could have possibly run into an issue then. And he said he had 14 confirmations.
From the Jax to the other wallet, which he didn't mention what it was. But, all right, so let me just say this because we're going to... All right, so
Yeah,
if you're
because
gonna,
I don't
if you're
have.
gonna be able to go into his Jack's wallet to see how many confirmations there were before he sent it out of his Jack's wallet?
Absolutely.
You
Absolutely.
will? Okay.
Every deposit and withdrawal from your Jack's wallet, it has that transaction ID, right? It's got the transaction information there. So you could just open it up and the link takes you to a block cipher or whatever, and it takes you there and you can see how many confirmations and where you're sitting in the mempool to get, confirmed or whatever. But see, and that's exactly why I always wait, because I never wanted to. I've read things like that where people come into issues, and sometimes Bitcoin, but they just it never goes through. Now, what could I man? I wish I read it. I wish I read his. I wish I was able to read his name. But that's all he put there. That's all he put. He just sent it out, and it didn't get. He might have run into an issue there. I don't know. If anybody has an answer to that, and they could put it in the chat here. I mean,
He mentioned in the, I don't know
I've.
which episode it was. I tried looking at it, but he said we mentioned it in one of our episodes that that we both have Jack's wallets. So that's why he wanted to know.
Yeah, he should have. Well, I guess we should have also said to sit there and make sure you get the confirmations at all times before you start moving. Just to be, it's a pain in the butt, but just to be safe, And I think you need a minimum of three confirmations in order to sit there and send it to another wallet or send it to wherever else, which is what I hope he did. I mean, because if he just sent it to his Jax and he sees it in the wallet, that doesn't mean it's been confirmed on the blockchain. And he takes it from there and he sends it to, over here. Who knows what it I gotta. That's
I mean,
something I'm gonna have to do.
ultimately it's gonna transfer though. I mean, it just because
It
he did it earlier
should.
doesn't necessarily mean that.
It should. I mean, it should, right? But again, I don't have experience in that, so I don't know for sure. But that's gonna have to be something that I look into. But technically, it should. But I don't know for sure, man. I don't know. Hopefully,
You
he
haven't had
didn't.
that experience. Let me ask you something off topic real
No.
quick. Let me see your shirt and talk so I can see it on the big screen.
Yeah, it's
Just say your ABCs or something.
Full Tilt Poker.
Ah, is that what that is?
I
Wait,
knocked out a pro.
talk, I'm sorry.
I knocked out a pro at Full Tilt Poker.
Where did you get that? Did you really knock out a pro at Full Tilt Poker?
Yeah, man, I was
You
on the
did?
You don't remember
And,
when I did the championships and I won against Phil Ivey?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that. I mean, I know you're a
Dude,
poker fiend, but I didn't know that.
I was on ESPN, bro. You remember? I won the bracelet. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
joking with
No,
you. I'm
well,
just
all
joking.
right. I was gonna say, I mean, I thought you
I'm
meant like
just busting your
online.
chops. I'm just busting
Had
your
you said it
chops.
was online, I would have been like, yeah, where'd you get that?
No, I forget. I think Dad gave this to me.
Really?
I think
Where did
Dad
he
gave
get it
this to me.
from?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, somewhere down there, maybe.
And let me ask you this too. What was that shirt that you were wearing yesterday that I meant to ask you that? It says
What shirt was
Bohegan or
that?
something like that?
Oh yeah, I think Mom got me that shirt.
Ah,
Yeah,
okay. I was like gonna
Mom got
ask,
me that
what does
shirt.
that mean? What does that mean?
I think that's a city down there in Florida. I think it's a town or
Oh,
something
is it?
down there in Florida.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the military green with the black lettering and
Thanks, dude. Thanks, man.
So Bitcoin
But
turns, I mean it's officially 9 years old today. I mean it's 10:31.
Yes, it is, man.
2017. I wonder how much
2017.
more it's gonna jump in 1 year when it hits a decade that it's been in
Listen, man.
existence.
Honestly, by the end of next year, and all of our viewers are going to hear it here first, remember to say that every single one of you, I don't know how many are watching right now. I don't know. But my prediction, do you hear me? My prediction, okay? And if there was some type of zoom effect right now, if there was some type of cinematography effect, I would love for that thing to just zoom in right now on my face. My prediction is that Bitcoin, within this next year, Bitcoin will break $15,000 for one Bitcoin.
And I won't be surprised. I mean, you have one guy that just like a month ago, I forget his name. I wish I would have saved it. We actually should have spoken about that in one of the episodes, technically, because I mean, I don't know if technically we're still too new to be sounding so crazy or what, but
what's that?
Was saying in like 4 or 5 months that it's gonna fucking end up hitting like $100,000.
No.
I see your thing as more realistic, but
no, it's not gonna break $100,000. It's not gonna break $100,000. Not yet. Eventually it will. But $100,000, I mean, I see it. All right, if you want to talk in crazy terms, I see it breaking 25,000.
Yeah.
I see it breaking 25,000, right? Let that would be my craziest point. But my reserved answer would have to be Bitcoin will easily break $15,000 for each one. And at that point, and we mentioned this before, right, where I say, is it too late, right? Like I had this conflict with myself. Where I'm saying right now, like, is it too late to sit there and buy one full Bitcoin, even at this price right now, right? And that could go either way. That could be yes and no. But I think, and I want to say I know. I want to say I know, but I won't say I know. Just to be, just to be level-headed here. But you can, with all these altcoins and ICOs and you can make so much more. I think you can make a lot more. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if Bitcoin keeps having these forks, and you could, I don't know, even just that in itself, you can make a lot of money. So it could go both ways.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Poland Spring water. It flushes my body right out, baby.
So ETH Connect.
Yeah.
So at 9 o'clock when I checked, it was gonna be going you know how we spoke yesterday about it and it was gonna be our time Wednesday?
Okay.
November 1st. At 9 o'clock when I checked, it was gonna be 13 hours.
Really?
13 hours it was going to go on sale, which means tomorrow, at that point, let's say 12, like 10, 11 in the morning for us.
Really?
Our time. But they just pushed it back.
Okay, to when?
So at this point right now, live time.
On the website.
2 days. On the website, 2 days, 10 hours, 33 minutes, and 42 seconds as we speak.
Okay. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. That's...
So they're pushing it back.
I mean, but they say one thing, now it went to another thing, and now it's on the third thing. Right?
Why? What did they say originally? I thought this was only a second change.
Well, the first. It said November 1st, which would be 2 days.
Yeah. Well, Tokyo time. So for us, technically, that would be tomorrow. See, when I originally said, oh, the first is Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's the first Tokyo time.
Okay.
Which for us, that would have been tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, man. ETH Connect is having some, it's so funny. How quick things change, you know, in the crypto space. Because if you look at Oz's comment in the chat box
Yeah, let's talk about that. I meant to ask about that.
Yeah, so Oz, you had put a comment in the chat box there that you're not too sure about ETH Connect now. And I would have to agree with that. I mean, and like I said before, it's so funny how fast things change in the crypto space because you know, within a few days, within a day or two, that was the project to be in, right? That was the
Yeah.
ICO to get involved in. And
There's a
now
lot of
it's,
people that are iffy about it, man.
yeah, now it's completely changed. You know, now it's literally people's feelings on it have completely changed. And I know Oz mentioned, I think Antonio made a video on it pointing out some stuff that wasn't looking good. So I haven't had a chance because, unfortunately, because of this job that I haven't had a chance to dive deep into what's been happening, I guess, today as far as East Connect. But it's kind of been plagued with a lot of bad stuff since I heard about it. But yeah, man, I don't know right now. I think I signed up for it. Did I sign up for East Connect yet? I think I
Why
did, but
is
I
that?
have.
Why do you think that so many people, I mean, I've seen a lot of other platforms out there that are coming out, that have come out, and they seem a lot shittier than, yo, I gotta be honest with you, bro. I hate the way the video comes out on this Mac, bro.
It's all right. You still look
I can't
sexy.
stand it right now. It's worse than
Don't worry about it, baby.
it's worse.
Listen, you think
Then
people want to look at our ugly
it's worse than any
faces?
other computer that I have that's a fraction of this price right now.
Listen, I'm listen.
But
I'm pretty sure people don't want to look at our ugly faces anymore. They just want to hear our sexy voices,
yeah.
especially yours. You're sounding like Barry White over there.
I
You know, the crypto Barry
I just
White.
it's just pissing me off because like every time it transfers between us. Like right now, the screen was black for like a solid 5 seconds. It's pissing me off, to be honest with you.
Don't worry about it.
I think I'm
Don't
just
worry
gonna go
about it.
back to the other computer more.
Don't worry
So,
about it.
all right, what were we saying now? What were we saying? All right, so I've seen other bullshit platforms that are coming out or have come out already that, I
Listen.
mean, just seem a lot worse. And their websites are 100 times worse than ETH Connect.
It's gonna keep getting worse.
And
It's gonna keep getting worse.
yeah, but I don't understand why so many people are so against ETH Connect when there's so much other bullshit out there.
Right now, the window's closing. You know, the window's closing on.
There's gonna be a lot more bullshit ICOs coming out, and it's gonna be harder to sift through all that.
Listen to me. That's why I stopped, man. I stopped messing with these things a while ago. You know, because
So what is there to mess with then if you don't do that? I mean,
I
that's,
mean.
you know what I mean? You can't just.
You're either playing two games. You're either playing a few games, right? You could become the day trader where you're trading and you're playing that game, or you become the ICO game where you're on top of all these ICOs and it's just a gamble, right? You just hopping in, hopping out. You know, ICO comes, hits the market, boom, pulling out. Or you're playing the long tail game where you study and
And you
you dig
hold.
in on these projects that you really feel have a potential, right? They have a crazy team, 30, 40, 50 plus people. They're updating,
Yeah.
they're doing developments, they're putting in work, right? So you could stick with a team like that and just for 2, 3, 4 years, however long you want, and just sit there and hold, right? So there's different ways to do this. But again, if you're doing that, you're hoping to.
Bill just joined us. Bill just joined us. What's going on, Bill?
Bill, what's going on? Greetings, my friend. But yeah, so you're playing the game in a few different ways. And I have experience doing all of that, right? And it comes to a point now, right? Like, you know, and I mentioned this before in the videos, and I'm sitting on one now, right? Like Stratus, right? I mentioned Stratus. Stratus to me is a great project. You know, it's a great what these guys are doing is amazing. You know, and what they've been doing for a while. And I know I'll probably get hate for that because there's a lot of love, and there's like, it's like right now, especially right now, it's become like 50-50, you know, with people on Stratus. But right now, like Stratus, you have to be, if you're gonna play the long tail game and sit there and be strong enough and have balls to and be sane enough to hold on to something, hold on to a coin for a long period of time. Like, it sucks, bro. It sucks to sit there and see a coin go up $10 and then come and it just, you know, there's development behind it. You know, these guys are putting in work. You just don't know. It's just like, okay, so what's keeping the price down? And what makes it just keep going down and down and down and down and down? And you know there's development on it. You know, it just, it but there's, it just, it's just stagnant. It's just static for just a year and a half. Like, just nothing, you know, nothing. I mean, even when it reaches its all-time high, you still don't sell because at the end of the day, you're looking to get that. You're looking to get those Ethereum numbers. You know, you're looking to get those Dash numbers. You're looking to get the Monero numbers. And it's not easy. It sucks when you're sitting there and you're holding it for such a long period of time and it's not doing anything. And then you see other coins like Regal Coin come out, something like that, which to me is nothing like Stratus. It's not. It's just not. And yet you see that coin within a month jump up from $0 to $75. So it's kind of like it's kind of, you know.
You never know. That's why they call it
Yeah.
speculating. You got to speculate, you know?
True, true.
You know, that's the name of the game. You just technically you never know. Listen, if everybody knew, if you could just really forecast, I guess you could say,
Yeah.
what the turnout would be of each of these ICOs, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody would be doing it. You know what I mean? So Oz is gonna just be, he's not gonna plunge into ETH Connect at all. He's just doing
I don't think, no, I don't think at this
binary.
point it doesn't seem like he is, you know. And again, I have to watch Antonio's video, but I like Antonio. You know, you gotta
Yeah.
watch his stuff, man. This guy, I mean, he to me it seems like he's a genuine dude. He speaks what's on his mind. You know, it seems like he's a typical, you know, Italian New York dude. You know, it's just he, you know,
Is he from New
I
York?
think so. Yeah, I think he's living actually down by you now.
Yeah.
He might be
Oh,
down
really?
by there, yeah, by you now. So he, you know, to me, you know, he seems like a genuine dude. He knows what he's talking about, right? I mean,
Yeah.
so
What's his last name?
Francesco, Antonio
Okay.
Francisco. But yeah, so I gotta watch his video and see what like what he's saying about ETH Connect. And again, I like to get different. I'll sit there and watch 40, 50 different YouTubers and their videos and see what each of their opinions are. And but that then again, that's just what I do, just to see. But there's a few that I cherry pick. I'm like, all right, these guys, you know, they really know and they're being genuine about it. You know, because then you get a lot of these YouTubers who are just sitting there and just pumping stuff, you know, to throw a referral link out there, and that's pretty
Which
much where it
that's
ends, you
another
know.
thing I noticed. I mean, listen, I like Sphere. Sphere is actually awesome because, like I said, you're not sitting there and, you know, I'm not knocking Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or nothing like that. Obviously, they're on top, you know, when it comes down to it. But I like Sphere because it's everybody on Sphere is interested in crypto and that's it.
Yeah,
Like, you
exactly.
know, but you're sitting there. And every time you turn around, every time you get a notification, somebody's saying, "Oh, check this one out," and they're throwing their referral link. "Oh, check this one out," they're throwing their referral link. "Check this one
It's a
out," they're throwing
lot,
their referral link.
bro. It's a lot. It's a
And I'm
lot.
like,
That's
"What the?" It's like.
that's why I've narrowed down, like, even the people I'm subscribed to on YouTube and the few people that I like. It's just like, all right, they're it's you know they. It seems to be from what I, you know, they're focusing on either just a
Yeah.
very few or just, you know, or one, and it's just, you know, just really showing it and putting in work on whatever it is at the end. It just comes across as genuine to me what these guys are doing,
Yeah.
you know. So, and that's, you know, that's what I personally like. And like, you know, it's just a good thing. You know, it's just a good thing, and it helps because, again, man, it's just so much stuff out there, and you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful where you're putting your coins. You know, even one, I was just looking at one today. An ICO I was going to get into a few months ago. I think it's called Mobile Go. So Mobile Go is like a platform where, and it's like live, bro. It's like live. You know, they had an app, and it's for games. You know, it's a lot of, like a lot of games for your smartphone and this and that. And somehow that we're going to implement this mobile gold token into it. And it was supposed to be really good. I mean, I haven't really kept up with it, so I don't know. I can't say I really know what kind of development has been going on. I don't know how far the project has come along in these past few months, but I just saw something today on Twitter, and it showed a graph, and this guy mentioned, like, on that particular for Mobile Go, he mentioned in the tweet, he shows a picture of Mobile Go from when they released to now, and it's just literally like, whew, just like a complete tank, you know. And then his tweet on it was, the developers and the whatever, they should be ashamed. Like, supposedly there's no more development, like it's a dead project now. I don't know, I could be wrong, but that's what I just saw in the guy's tweet. Like, he's like, oh, the developers should be ashamed, this and that. And he shows the graph of Mobile Go, you know. And something like that, yeah, it sucks, man. I mean, you're investing in these things, and you know, you always want either this, like this, or
I'm just curious.
somehow up. You know, you never want to see it just tank and stay down there, you know.
Yeah, it's funny because, excuse me, it's funny because I'm curious to really know, like, literally exactly. I don't want, to go by what we see on Google or just typical research that we do. I want to know what really goes into creating the whole back office of putting your own coin out. You know what I'm saying? And
Oh,
it's
God.
funny because the chick that I used to work with, that her friend is like one of the developers or owners of Particle. We were supposed to meet up. What was it, like on Thursday or Friday, whatever. And it was, I don't want to say exactly what, but anyway, it was a certain occasion that day, which I had completely forgotten about. And I told her, listen, I got to reschedule. But she has some like big mural over here down in Florida that she has to do on some building or whatever. And I was going to talk to her about, the guy from Particles, see if we can get this guy, to either do a three-way, or we'll meet up with him, or I'll go to his office down here, or whatever the case may be, depending on where he's located. Because I want to know, I'm like curious. I want to ask him, listen, what goes on in the back end? Like, obviously, because you got a lot of scammers out there, which you got a lot of people feel that way about ETH Connect, which I don't know. Listen, they
Yeah.
might have just done a good job selling it. You know what I'm saying?
Selling what? Selling what?
ETH Connect.
Yeah,
They
it's
might have
pie.
just done a
Yeah, of
good job
course.
selling it, because a lot of people,
Of course, man. That's.
like it, but it could
Listen,
just be a big hype.
any project right now, dude, just let's just, for whatever, for giggles, right? Let's just sit there and put a project like ETH Connect and a project like Particle next to each other. Okay, and you show me right there anybody, you put any somebody who's not even into crypto, okay? And I'm gonna say 9 times out of 10, or 9.8 times out of 10, they're gonna sit there and they're gonna walk in the path of Particle, okay? Because these guys are. There's a team. You go put faces behind this project, and you can see what they're doing. I mean, everything's there, and they're putting in work.
Listen, that
You know,
I believe
you're
that with
safe.
that company,
That's.
just because of the fact that this girl was like, oh, that's my friend. Like, and she doesn't even know anything about the game. She just said, listen,
Yeah.
this guy, one of she just like it was just through conversation. She's like, oh, my friend just hit me up. She wants to know if I could just design a logo for his company. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, what kind of company is it? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I mean, I don't understand it for shit. She's like, it's something that has to do with cryptocurrency. I was like, well, wait a minute. What do you mean? And she's like, oh, he started this coin. I don't understand how all that works. And that's when we just dug into it a little bit. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And
Yeah.
we went into a little bit. And right then and there, on the spot, I checked, because I'm thinking, all right, either she doesn't know what she's talking about, or this guy's completely full of shit. And right then and there, I went on Blockfolio, looked it up, sure as shit, it was on Blockfolio. So I was like, yeah, look. I was like, yeah, it's legit. And then download it. Like, I didn't download it, but I, you know, put it into my block folio just to keep an eye on it. And I was like, wow. And ever since, so I was like, all right, cool. But now that, you know, it's been, I mean, technically, what is this? Our 30, this is going to be our 31st show. We've been on a month right now.
And again, and, you can't, and again, you cannot compare. There's no comparison with a project like Particle and Itka. It's like comparing, you can't really compare it.
Period. Because Particle's been on for a while now. ETH Connect technically hasn't even given the chance to prove anything.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that at all. You, when I'm saying you can't compare the two, it's you're talking about. And I'm trying to put this in a very simple layman's terms for the viewers, and even for the guys that already know what I'm talking about. You know, it's like you're comparing, man, like what can I, how can I say? You're comparing let me see something. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of a way to put this, and it's not hitting me right now. You know, I don't know how to say it, but again, maybe people have made money off of something like Amway. I don't know, Amway to Amazon. You know, it's like you're comparing something that's just. I can't think of the words right now, but it's not in the terms of, like what they've proven themselves to be. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's not in the terms of what they're proving themselves to be, because ETH Connect doesn't have anything. It doesn't have anything so far. It's just a clone of a program that has worked, and there's no team. There's literally nothing behind it. There's nothing behind it. I mean, people are putting their money into this, and it could literally just go away tomorrow. You could put your money into Particle and know that your money's working hard for you. All right? You can't say the same thing about ETH Connect. It's just, you're taking it. It's just a gamble. That's it. You know? It's just a gamble. You know? And, hey, Particle might be a gamble also, right? But it's a safe gamble. It's way safe gamble, more so than ETH Connect. You know,
but then again, they've been in the game for a minute. And they're like, what, almost $8 a piece now? As opposed to BitConnect, or they're 7 and change, as opposed to ETH Connect, which is approaching.
Yeah, you can't. It's just, you know, that's why people got to be careful. You know, you got to be careful what you decide to go with. You know, you're literally just. I think the way I see ETH Connect is those, you know, those little, like those little casino gambling websites that you sit there and you put a few dollars into and you spin a wheel. You know, that's the way I see most of these things, man. You know, most of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, again, and I'd be labeled a psycho for talking like that, but you know. It is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is, man. You know?
I don't know.
Particle is tackling something, and a lot of these projects that have teams and they've been in development for a long time, like, they're actually going after an industry. You know, there's a purpose to what they're doing. They're actually trying to, like, you know, it's like there's innovation behind what they're trying to do, but implementing a blockchain and a cryptocurrency, right?
Mm-hmm.
ETH Connect and you know, there's just, you know, a lending platform that's making promises, and yeah, whether it works or not, whether it stands the test of time, whether it's profitable for however long, however many people, you know, you're just promising that one day you won't turn on the computer and everything will just be gone, you know?
But they're all pretty much promising the same thing.
The lending platforms. All these lending platforms. Yeah. I can't say the same. I mean, at the end of the day, all of this could go to zero, right? Everything crypto could go to zero. I mean, call me crazy in saying that, but it can happen, right? You have to, there's risk with this stuff. It can happen, right? For whatever reason, you know, either because exchanges get shut down or people can't pull out their Bitcoins. I mean, it can happen. It's possible. You got to think of the possibilities in that. It's a serious business, man. It's a serious business, bro. It's not for the faint of heart, as they would say. You know?
Bill wants to know, how do we feel about USI Tech? He said a quarter of his portfolio is going into that bad boy.
I think, you know what's funny, Bill? I've only heard about USI Tech. I haven't actually gone to the website, and I haven't read anything about them. But what I did hear through the grapevine is that they didn't have a token before. Now they're offering a token. Am I right in saying that? So now there's some type of coin or token tied to that project now, or tied to the website. And I think it's another like lending platform. I have to look into it. Wednesday I'm gonna dive. There's a lot of stuff I have to look into, but I'll throw that in there.
USI Tech has officially went all in on the cryptocurrency craze, creating the Tech Coin ICO. The token generating event was launched at their recently held October 28, 2017 live conference in London. Bundled with many updates and enhancements coming from the corporate team. And Bill said, I'll be doing a video tonight. Yes, they have an ICO now. All right, perfect. We're going to check that out.
Awesome.
We're gonna check that out. Awesome.
Yeah, guys. Anybody that's watching us, check out Bill's channel, man. He's got some great stuff, man.
Or anybody that watches us in the future, because for some reason, yesterday and today, we've been doing jack shit on live viewers, except for the most important people, obviously Oz and Bill, and
except for the hardcore Shane. Supporters.
Yeah. But it's so we got. Bundled with many updates and enhancements coming from the corporate team and owners, including new website overhaul, brand new back office live on November 1st, global Bitcoin ATM project, more on this later, which honestly, I'm going to ask you something. What's like the average right now? Like now that they're talking about Bitcoin ATMs, they slam you for like about 12%, depending on
more. I think
more now, right? That's fucking crazy. I think that's the business to be in right there, bro, because you think about it, you do the math, $500, 12%, I mean, that's fucking like $60-$70-something, you know what I'm saying? Just to use the ATM, that's, wow. All right, anyway, 70 million GPU mining server contracts for Ethereum and other alternative coins, 10 million a month commitment for new mining equipment and upgrades, Forex trading software is no longer available for sale to members. Compensation plan rewards bonuses for Tech Coin referral and new customer service experience.
I'm going to look into that more.
Jump into Electra, by the way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Did I what?
Oz just said Electra with a rocket ship and a moon.
Yeah, Electra, I'm in. I'm in Electra.
You're in. What's up with that? Talk to us about that, because I know we talked about it a few episodes ago. I'll be honest with you, because I missed the bus. I ended up just completely ignoring it. Talk to us about that.
Well, again, it's hard because, you know, and I have this guy at work also. Like, he's like, I'm giving him the jewels, you know? Not the jewels. That sounds bad. I'm giving him.
All right, I get it.
That sounds bad. But I'm giving him. I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm just giving him, because he's always asking me about Bitcoin. So I'm saying, listen, check this out. But it's difficult because of the steps that you have to take. You have to make sure you have the Bitcoin ready. Then with these projects, you know, like if it's an ERC-20 token, to get the tokens, and you got to get the MyEther wallet, it's difficult. But
do you need a MyEther wallet? I mean, it could be any Ethereum, any ERC-20 wallet, right? It doesn't have to be an Ether wallet. I guess it's a little bit easier because if you're doing all your trading on the computer, it's just easy to copy, paste, this, that, and the third with MyEther wallet.
Going back to USI Tech really quick before I touch on Electra, USI Tech, I think they've been running for a very long time from what I've been hearing. So I think they have the longevity, and they have, from what I know, they haven't scammed anybody. And I'm not sure if it's a lending platform or what, but Wednesday, I'm going to watch Bill's video tonight. If he puts it up, well, I don't know, tonight to him might be tomorrow morning for us. I don't know, but I'll probably watch it on the way to work tomorrow, and then Wednesday we're gonna dig deep. We're gonna dig deep into US High Tech. But Electrocoin, yeah. So Electrocoin, their ICO ended. I think November 6th, the website is down, obviously, right now, and it just has an announcement, a message saying, the last time I checked, which was, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago, saying that November 6th, I think the website's going to be back up or something like that.
And is that it? Are there any rounds for the ICO?
Do me a favor. No, that's it. It's done. Over. If you need to, go to electrocoin.com for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see?
Which, now that you're saying .com, that reminds me with, what was it, ETH Connect? Yeah, if you, apparently ETHConnect.net is the legit site. ETHConnect.com is a fugazi site.
Yeah.
Electra.com. Yeah, so apparently it looks literally exactly the same. But if anybody is going to mess with Electra, just... If in English, if you're looking for it, it's ethconnect.net/en, as in Edward Nancy for English. But it's .net. If you do .com, somebody out there is going to be taking your money. Let's put it that way.
Okay, go to Electrocoin now.
Oh, Electrocoin. I did Electra.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at couches. I'm like...
No, I think it's electrocoin.com. I think it's .com, because now I'm like, I don't even.
The ICO has ended. We're so appreciative of all your support. Check back here on November 6th for the official launch of Electra.
Yeah, I would just keep up to date with their Twitter. I wouldn't have any fear right now with Electrocoin, guys. If anybody's worried about Electrocoin, I wouldn't be worried in the slightest right now. I mean, yeah, like I said before, anything is possible. They could sit there and on November 6th, shut the website down and run with the cash. But I don't think that's going to happen, honestly. You know? We're just going to have to sit there and wait till November 6th and hope everything goes smooth from there at this point, which I think it will. I honestly think it will. You know? They laid everything out. You know, the website looked sexy. The white paper was sexy. I mean, everything about it was very classy. Out of all the coins, Electrocoin had the classiest looking website. Honestly,
I know.
I should say.
I don't remember. Hold on. I mean, it's down now. I just don't remember what it looked
it was
like.
Sleek.
I remember we spoke about it.
And everything just looked. And I don't think there was any misspellings. There was to me. Electrical didn't have any red flags from what I saw. I mean, I can't think of one. I read the white paper. I read the website. Maybe one red flag was the fact that, like in my account, there was 50 more coins. But that was my fault. That was because I had canceled the transaction. And I guess any transactions you made, and I know a lot of people were trying to game the system. Like they had put out a message saying, you know, people were trying to do the transactions and it would leave the coins in your account. So people just kept doing that and canceling, I guess, and it would leave the amount of coins in your account. But
really,
obviously, that was just an issue with the back office on the dashboard there. That wasn't that you actually had the coins. Yeah, you might have been trying to, you know, scam the system by doing that, thinking, yeah, you got your coins. But anything that wasn't confirmed on the blockchain, you're not going to see that. You know, you're not getting those coins. So, man, I think Electra's going to be, I don't know. We'll see how that one goes, man. But that's – listen, that'll be cool if it comes out the gate, $5-$10, man. I mean, I don't know if it's possible, but that'll be cool, man.
People seem to think that's going to happen with ETH Connect. People are talking about it going to fucking 200 in like 6 months.
Listen, as of right now, if – okay, so obviously BitConnect, whatever. Regal Coin. All right, even though they're having their stupid issues right now, which is like, I don't know what the hell is going on with that platform.
With what, Regalcoin?
Yeah, they need to get their stuff together. Cause
easy, we got Bill. Bill on the line. Take it easy.
Yeah, I know. No, but I don't know. I think from what I'm hearing, again, this is from what I'm hearing and seeing, like the people with the original account holders are still locked out. I think they were supposed to be unlocked today, but now they have to wait again. I don't know. I have to, after this, I gotta, you know me, I'm hitting the computer till 4 in the morning and doing some more stuff. So I gotta look into that a little more. But out the gate, if I think Electric Coin will be the next one right now, or was it Western Coin? I don't know. I'm not into Western
One of
Coin,
those
but.
two. I mean, the top boys right now, GRX, Western Coin, Regal,
Well,
well, Regal, but
Hex
that's already been out.
and Hextra also, right? So if Hextra, even Hextra, if Hextra comes out the gate right now and Electric Coin, if they come out the gate at $5, $10 right now, initially, and they hit the exchange at those prices, that's gonna be huge. That's gonna be sick. That means that any coin after this, I mean, whether it looks promising or not, if it has the same principles and the same layout and the same promise, and the ICO price is less than $1 or at $1, and the same trend is coming out with all these platforms and it hits the
Chris,
exchanges at five, $10, then
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Russell just joined us, Bill's partner. He said, Bill said I need
Russ.
to check you guys out. Russ, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on,
It's a
Russ? Glad to
pleasure. It's a
have you,
pleasure.
man.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for joining us, man. But yeah, we're just talking about all the craze of the lending platforms right now. And like I said, if you know, again, I don't know anything about Western Coin, right? I didn't get into that one, so I'm not sure what the price is there. I'm not sure if it's even hit an exchange yet. But again, if there's a if the if we see a common trend right now with them hitting the exchange from the ICO at like five, $10. Bro, that is going to be huge. That's going to be huge because just think about it. You know, even if anything else just looks remarkably, you know, remotely, I'm sorry, if it looks remotely shitty and it's hitting the exchange coming out at five, $10, I mean, look at how good these were looking. And I mean, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens, man. You know?
Wow. So check this out. I don't know if I'm even in the right place. Oz literally just like a minute ago, Electronium goes live tonight. Should be interesting to see what happens.
I have
So,
something to say about that also.
shoot, say it because I'm on the site right now. Say it.
All right. Listen, as much as I bashed Electronium, right? As much as I bashed it,
Yeah,
but
and I was a
I'll.
huge, well, I want to say I was a huge fan of Electronium, but go ahead.
As much as I bashed it and I was, you know, whatever. I had some negative
Fuck,
things to say
man. I'm
about
a
it,
little
but.
pissed right now because I slept on that one, but go ahead. Fuck, I'm sorry. Go
But
ahead.
again, I had some positive things to say, some negative. I was on the fence about it, but I just saw a tweet today, and that tweet actually showed a working game app for Electronium, and it looked pretty damn cool, bro. I gotta tell you, it looked cool as from what I saw. I don't know if it was real or not, but I think it was real, and it was an app for the for your phone, and it was an Electronium game app, and it looked pretty sick, man. And I was like, wow, you know, like that's all I had to say about that, you know. So what's going on? Why are you? What happened with you? What are you saying?
I'm a little pissed off that I got to use two computers, first of all, because I'm surprised this Mac, that's supposed to be
Okay.
100 times better than this laptop, and believe it or not, the $200 laptop is outperforming this Mac right now, which is blowing my mind. I don't understand.
Okay, but
I really don't understand.
What happened with
Hold on,
Electronium?
I'm trying to share the screen because I'd rather, you know me, actions speak louder than words. So I'm trying to show the screen, but this thing is just.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Speak, baby. Use that voice. Use that Barry White voice you got.
So, all right, you know what? Let me do this instead. All right, I got a little bit of it. I don't know what the hell is
Just
going
don't
on,
open up too many
but
windows. Don't open up too many windows.
that's why I'm
Because then.
using two laptops right now, so that way,
Well, but you got your phone, bro.
Yeah,
What's up with your phone, man?
I know, but
Come
I want to
on.
show. You know me, brother. Actions speak louder than words.
Pull it
Anyway,
up.
all right, here we go. As a matter of fact, I want to show you because I'm a little
Don't tell me you FOMO'd, Ruben. Don't tell me your fear of missing out got to you. Token sale has closed early. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was bound to happen. I told you that was gonna happen.
Fuck. And you know me, I was a huge fan of Electronium. And I can't believe I slept on that, bro. I slept on that.
You know what's so funny about what you're saying right now?
Wow.
You know what's so funny about how you're feeling right now? Is that you're not the only one. I'm telling you, this project, can you, this project, Electronium, it had community, bro.
It
Community driven.
did.
And that's the
Bro, you
number
know me. We
one.
were going back. I don't. I forget what
We're
episode it
going
was.
back and
Me
forth.
and you were going back and forth because I was like sitting there, and it was the one that we spoke about, Glasscoin, because the Glasscoin I thought was a pile of shit. Electronium, to me,
Yeah. You would love
Electronium
an
is a champ,
Electronium.
along with DentaCoin. Those top two right there, which, like I said, I know DentaCoin's along. Oh, that's for the grandkids and the kids right there. You know what
I
I'm
don't know
saying?
about
But,
me and you will argue that one to the end, bro.
listen,
DentaCoin,
DentaCoin is still a champ. I personally think DentaCoin is a champ. Look, Oz says you might get in cheaper than ICO on Electronium. Who knows?
very true, very true.
Hopefully, that would be awesome. Russell said
Very true.
there were just too many people pushing it.
That's right. There was a lot of people pushing it, bro. It again, it blew my mind how big Electronium was, and I'm not hating on it. It's just like, wow, you know, wow. Like, I had to kind of take a step back, you know, to be like, all right. Well, at first, I was like this, but wait a minute. Everybody's feeling like this, so let me take a different look now. Let me take a different stance now, which I did. Again, I have to. It was on Twitter today. I forget where I saw it, but there was a working app, gaming app for I guess it was built using Electronium somehow, and it looked pretty legit, and it's done. So if they could keep doing that right there and filling those promises of what they had in the white paper and lean, you know, really focus on that gaming thing, which is what they laid it out to be, then it might be a banger there. Who knows? It might be a banger, but we'll see. I mean, look at Mobile Go. Mobile Go did had the same, you know, same type of deal there. And right now, they're not doing anything. You know, from what I saw, I haven't really dug deep into it. So,
By this time
we'll
tomorrow,
see.
Electronium, the blockchain, will be live.
Now they had their own block. I gotta see if they had their own blockchain. I forget what they said in the. I forget this. I think they are gonna have their own blockchain. But yeah, don't even, like I said, don't even. But you see
Oz
right
wants to
there.
know what's a coin worth without hype and people pushing it.
Very true. It's worth
Yeah, that's
nothing.
true. That is true.
It's worth nothing without people
If you
pushing
got
in
more,
and.
everything is behind the marketing, you know?
Yep. And guys, I don't know if any of the viewers out there, if they can confirm, I got an email today that Nova, and I know Nova Exchange is no really big, huge exchange, but I heard Nova Exchange is closing down, or they're having like a rebranding, but I heard they're shutting down services. Nova Exchange, so I don't know if anybody can confirm that.
Wow. Davor coin. I don't know. I didn't watch any videos on it to know the exact pronunciation,
It's
but I
another
think
clone.
it comes up in a week. There's actually no white paper
Yeah, it's
on
another.
it. They're comparing it to BitConnect. It starts on November 6th to December 5th. Then the lending platform starts the day after on December 6th. And it's going to range between 72 cents and $1.20 with five stages.
Listen, with all these coins coming out, especially these clones. These things better do good, bro. If I don't see action on most of these coins, I'm gonna be pissed, bro. I better see something. I need to see some action, man, because.
Russ said got the same email.
Oh, he did get this. Okay, about Nova Exchange. Yeah,
Yeah.
I was like, it's
Yeah.
like, what the hell's going on? Like, all these exchanges. Like, is this gonna be the trend also with these exchanges? Like, shutting down left and right. It's like. It's ridiculous, man.
Listen,
Anyways, I think they're all
it's
gonna
an
end
easy
up
way
with
out.
all
We were just
these.
talking about, which is the one that we were talking about the other night, that they flat out said we're gonna be a better improved version of the Ponzi. Oh, it was fucking ETH Connect. What the hell am I saying? Page
Yeah.
27 of the white paper just flat out says we're going to be a better and improved version of the Ponzi scheme. They didn't say scheme, but they did say Ponzi.
But listen, and at least they're being honest about it, right? So I can
basically, yeah, they're just like, listen, I'm gonna, they're saying, you know, listen, I'm gonna rape you and you're gonna like it.
No, I'll say that, but
listen, I'm not saying that they are gonna do that, but you know, I mean, they flat out did say, who knows? Listen, a lot of these guys are developing these things in other countries, and they really, a lot of them don't know the true definitions and don't know how words certain things, I should say.
I think, listen, if anything is going to speak for anything, or if we're going to hold a certain type of, you gotta talk about the elephant in the room, and that's BitConnect. You know, it's like, it still blows my mind that this, and I don't think the percentages, I don't think the daily payouts are as much beginning. I don't know. I think from my little research that I'm doing, I think the daily payouts have gone down. But yeah, man, I mean, that it's still, this thing is still going, man. It's like, you know,
I want to see what Binary's about. 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks for Binary. I want to see what that's about.
Dude, you got so many. There's so many.
So many. You got Coinrium, which is another one.
Coinrium, you got BitCereal, I think it's the same thing type of deal. You have this one I was just looking at today as Sean Walters was talking about, AI, some type of AI. Then you have Davercoin, then you have a Hydra coin, then you have they're all literally the same type of deal, you know?
Yep.
But again, I guess it's good enough, just like Bill said yesterday, right? He said, you know, you get in, you get out, right? Like, I forget what his exact words were. Quick flip or something like that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Basically, I forget which one we were talking about. He just said flat out, sell.
Which is the smart way, right? Like, you get in, you get out, and you, like Jay-Z's song, right? On to the next one. You know? Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry, guys. Kind of messed up my camera there.
Hextracoin is going to be going on a fork too. Hextracoin Gold. Coinrium. Let's talk about Coinrium real quick.
I don't think Hextracoin Gold is. I don't think it's a fork. I'm not sure. When I'm working, I don't get to do my deep research. But I have hearing, because I only have time to hear things when I'm working. But I think Hextracoin Gold is going to be some type of airdrop for Hextracoin holders. Some kind of incentive for them to hold it. Okay. So
I literally just heard about it right before we went on, so I didn't get to do research on that.
Okay.
Cool. Well, Coinrium claims to be the cryptocurrency trading company that'll pay you 3.8% daily for absolutely no reason at all.
I that scares me.
I just it flat out says all you need to do is give the company your money, and they'll magically provide an ROI of several thousand percent per year.
Yeah, that frightens me. That frightens me. Just in time for Halloween, so I guess it's a good thing. But
I know. Listen, everybody, listen, it sounds like I always say, actions speak louder than words. Well, it may work for you, it may not work for me. But it seems like we got a lot of, well, at least it seems like it so far.
3 point something. I think that's the same thing that Control Finance is offering, yeah, around those same percentages. And Control Finance literally just went gingerbread man on everybody. You know?
You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
Yeah, it's scary. I think once they start offering percentages like that on a daily basis, that, I mean, I could have guys tell me, I mean, help me out here. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think, you know, again, just based off of history and these platforms, I mean, that might be kind of taking a huge, even much more of a gamble than if you were to stick to just the 1.0s and the 1.5%. So
yeah, there was not one positive thing about not one positive thing about Coinrium, that's for sure.
And look, I haven't even looked into it. It's just only recently all these things just started hitting me, man. back to back, right? Even when we first started this, when we first started the show, I mean, it wasn't even, then it just started coming in. I mean, obviously, we started getting, the viewers and then and our friends, with us, but our friends now, for our viewers, but yeah, it's just amazing to me. It's shocking to see how many projects there are, and again, a lot of people making a lot of good coin off of it. So you just gotta, I guess, just gotta be smart about it. You gotta be in it to win it, and know when to take profits and bounce.
And with that being said, I think we're good for the evening, sir. Gentlemen, as always, thank you for joining us. Oz, it's always a pleasure. Russ, thank
Russ,
you
thank
as
you.
always. It definitely was a pleasure to meet you, Bill. And Russ will be checking out the show, whether it be tonight or tomorrow for us. It definitely is a pleasure as always, guys. Anybody else that's watching now or that will be watching the archive videos,
Yes.
it's a pleasure as always.
Happy Halloween,
I'm your
guys.
host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, guys. Enjoy your Halloween, you crypto ghouls.
Oz, just before we take off, look at the binary they're going to get. They're going to buy back coins 50% above market and burn them, being less coins driving up the price, which is awesome. Bill,
Unbelievable.
have a good night. We'll check out the show, and we are subscribed on all three of our channels, and I will like. It's a pleasure as always. Russ, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Guys, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell your friend to tell a friend about the coin scoop.
Guys, peace.